Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do something really fun and very D&B. We're going to take a simple 808 hit and turn it into a jungle-style bass tale using resampling in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is pretty simple. Instead of treating the 808 like just one static note, we're going to make it evolve. It can start clean and heavy in the sub, then get dirtier, grittier, and more animated as the tale unfolds. That gives you that classic jungle and drum and bass contrast. Clean low-end weight on one side, and nasty movement on the other. That's the sauce. If you're a beginner, this is a great technique because you don't need a complicated synth patch. You can get a lot of character just by recording, processing, and then shaping audio. Resampling lets you print the sound after effects, which means you can chop it, trim it, reverse it, layer it, and arrange it like a sample. That's huge for jungle, rollers, dark step, and heavier intro sections. Let's build it step by step. First, get a basic 808 source onto a MIDI track. You can use Simplers, Operator, or any clean 808 sample you already have. If you want the easiest route, drop a one-shot 808 into Simpler. Keep the note short, around an eighth note or shorter, so the hit stays tight and punchy. For the note, something like F1, G1, or A1 is usually a good working range for D&B. You want a clean foundation that you can shape later, not something overly complicated. If you're using Operator, keep it simple. Use a sine wave or a very soft waveform, give it a short decay, and if it supports it, add a little pitch drop, so the attack has some movement. The whole point of this first pass is to make a bass hit that's clean enough to turn into something bigger later. Before we resample anything, let's shape the source a little. Add EQ8 first. If there's unnecessary rumble, you can high pass just a little above 20 to 30 Hz, but be careful not to thin it out. The low end is the whole point. If the 808 feels boxy, gently dip somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz by a few dB. Next, add saturator. Start with a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. If you want a harder edge, try analog clip. We are not trying to destroy the sound yet. We're just adding some harmonics so the tail will have something interesting to work with when we print it. If the 808 feels uneven, add a compressor after that, a moderate ratio, like 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, with a slightly slower attack and a medium release, can help keep the note controlled. But again, don't overdo it. The goal is a stable source, because the better the source sounds, the better the resampled tail will sound. Now for the key move, create your resampling track, add a new audio track and name it something clear, like 808 resample tail. In the tracks input section, set audio from to your original 808 track. If you want to capture everything going through the master chain, use resampling. If you only want the bass track, choose that source directly. Set monitoring to in, arm the track, and get ready to record. This is where the magic starts. You're printing the sound to audio, and once it's audio, Ableton starts feeling like a sampler and a sound design lab at the same time. That's where D&B creativity really opens up. Before you record, put some processing on the original 808 track, so the resampled version has movement. A beginner-friendly chain could be saturator, then overdrive, then autofilter, then echo or delay. Keep it tasteful. With overdrive, aim for a frequency around 200 to 600 Hz and only a moderate amount of drive. On autofilter, use a low-pass filter and move the cutoff between about 200 Hz and 2 kHz. For echo, keep feedback low, maybe 5 to 18%. And use a short sync time like 1/16 or 1/8. If you automate the filter so it opens a little after the hit, the tail will feel like it blooms. That's the movement we want. The low end should stay solid, but the upper harmonics can get more animated as the note decays. Record a short phrase or a single hit into the resampling track, and listen for that moment, where the 808 stops being just a note and starts becoming a living tail. Now zoom into the recorded audio clip. This part matters a lot. Find the best section of the tail, usually after the initial transient and before it gets muddy. Trim the clip start tightly so it lands on time. If the tail is too long, shorten it. D&B and jungle need room for breaks and snares to breathe, so don't just let the tail run forever. If you hear a click where you cut it, add a tiny fade or nudge the start position a little. That's normal. A clean trim makes a huge difference, especially when you're working with resampled audio. At this point, you can stop and use the tail as is, but let's push it a little further. Duplicate the resampled clip or make a second audio track and do another resampling pass with heavier processing. Try Redux for digital bite, Roar or Saturator for grit, and Autofilter for motion. You don't need to go full destruction mode. In fact, a little restraint usually sounds better. A nice beginner approach is to make one version cleaner and one version dirtier. The cleaner version gives you weight and clarity. The dirtier version gives you presence and attitude. Layering those two together can sound massive. Once you have a good tale, you can either keep it as audio or drag it into simpler and play it like an instrument. For arrangement work, I like thinking of the tale almost like percussion. If it has enough mid-range bite, it can behave like a stab or tom as much as a bass note. That means you can place it rhythmically, not just melodically. Try putting the tail after a snare on beat 2 or 4, or use it before a fill at the end of a 2-bar loop. That call and response idea is very jungle. Let the drums speak, then let the bass answer. That's a classic way to make the groove feel alive. Now add some automation to make the tail move. Auto filter is a great place to start. You can begin with the cutoff a little darker, then open it slightly through the tail, then close it back down before the next drum hit. You could also use EQ8 or utility if you need to shape the tone or control the level across the phrase. If the bass tail is clashing with the drums, check the low end carefully. The kick should own the first impact. The 808 tail should own the sustain. If the tail is fighting the kick, lower the tail volume or cut a bit around 50 to 80 Hz. Also, make sure your important low-end information stays centered and solid in mono. Big in stereo is nice, but strong in mono is what really matters down there. A really useful beginner trick is to do a quick slash beat check at low volume. If the bass still feels present when you turn it down, that usually means the harmonics and movement are working. If it disappears completely, you may need a little more character in the upper bass. Another smart move is to record more than you need. Let the resampling pass run a little longer than the final clip. That gives you extra space to find a better chop point or create a reverse pickup later. Short recording passes are easier to manage than long chaotic ones, especially when you're learning. One bar or two bars is usually enough. You can also get creative with a second resample pass. Try a filter-only version with almost no distortion, then layer that under a dirtier version. Or try a slightly pitch-shifted duplicate after resampling. Even a small pitch move can make the bass feel thicker and more interesting without needing a brand new sound. If you want a darker jungle feel, try a short delay throw or use a little reverse resampling before a snare or fill. That adds tension without sounding like a generic riser. You can also keep one safe version saved before you go heavy on the destruction. That way, if the aggressive version gets too messy, you've got a clean fallback. Once the tail feels right, save it as a reusable sample. Give it a clear name, so you can find it later, like 808 Jungle Tail D1 Cleaner 808 Tail Dirty Resample. Save a few versions if you can. One clean, one dirty, one shorter and more percussive. That's how you build your own little DNB library over time, and that stuff adds up fast. Here's the big takeaway. Start with a clean 808. Shape it lightly, resample it, then reshape the audio until it feels like a bass phrase instead of just a note. Keep the sub solid. Keep the movement intentional, and place the tail where it works with the drums instead of fighting them. For your practice challenge, make three versions of the same 808 tail. One clean, one medium grit, and one more aggressive. Put them into a jungle drum loop, test which one works best under a busy break, under a sparse roller groove, and before a transition. Then pick your strongest version and automate the filter over a few bars. That's the whole game here. One 808. Printed, chopped, and turned into something that feels alive. Simple idea, powerful result. And once you get comfortable with this workflow, you can apply it all over your DNB productions.